6 minutes after the hour of 12 noon Central Time, Tuesday, May 10th, 2022. And of course, we have with us on the phone the best-selling author and writer in the innovative health area, lecturing worldwide, honored as the recipient of international awards. I'm talking about Ed McCabe, Mr. Oxygen. That's what they call him. The first and only person in history to create mass public awareness of the existence and benefits of oxygen therapies. That's kind of like ozone therapy. I know it's out there. It's O3. For those of you out there, you chemical buffs, his international expertise, recognition, popularity, and experience enabled him to appear on U.S. Network TV on April 21st, 1994. He holds a degree in educational media from UMass, an investigative journalist, leading international author, lecturer, promoter of oxygen therapies. All the little things that you don't know about Ed McCabe, you're going to find out in this half hour. Because of his ongoing involvement with advanced healing modalities encompassing a span of over 25 years, focusing on oxygen therapies as a research journalist during 12 years of intensive study, investigation, experimentation, interviews, and travel. It's almost like me in foreclosure defense. I spend about as much time as Ed does on oxygen, and his is healthier than mine was. As a result, he's recognized and acclaimed as an international expert on the subject. He's executive director of the Foundation for the Advancement of Oxygen Therapies, executive director of the Energy Institute Memberships, International Biooxidative Medicine Foundation, International Ozone Association, International Association for Oxygen Therapy, and the list goes on and on. But wait, there's more. We have Ed McCabe on the line. Mr. Oxygen, welcome to the show.
Well, thanks. That was quite an introduction. I did all those things?
I think so. That's what it says in my show notes. But, hey, you know, the thing is, I didn't offer anybody Ginsu steak knives, you know. So we're just going to stick to Mr. Oxygen here. But I said, but wait, there's more. Everybody's always waiting for the big sell, you know. Now, it's not right. Really, folks. Here's the thing. When we bring guests on, I've told you this before. This is not an infomercial. We're inviting Ed to the show because we want to talk about the science. I don't want you to listen to Fauci. Listen to Ed. That's the guy I want you to talk to because Ed is, you know, obviously not being paid millions of dollars in slush fund money by the NIH, right? And see, everybody
exactly.
Has been, yeah, you've been, Ed, I know you've been using this OxyLift and OxySulfur, which, by the way, OxyLift 1 ounce, there's a buy one, get one this week and next at the Power Mall. Under Oxygen America products, when you go to the PowerMall.com or you connect to the Power Mall through the website, thepowerhour.com, and you go to the list on the left-hand side, you'll see Oxygen America products, and you click on that, and it goes to everything on the screen. You see, we make it easy to navigate to get you from point A to point B. And the reason we talk about all the products on the show is so that you can get an education because, as you notice from surfing the Power Mall, we got a lot of stuff on there. And it's like you're looking at a product going, well, what does it do? You know, it's like, what is that, Rube's? You remember those Rube's little contraption that they used to make up, Ed, when you would like put a ball bearing in one side of the thing and it would flip and cause all sorts of things to happen as it rolled down the downhill, and it would cause things to collapse or fall apart or send it to another
part
of that.
Yeah.
You remember that? Well, see, oxygen kind of works the same way in your system, which is the reason I brought that up. Folks, there's always a reason why I work in tandem with thought process and trying to get people to understand that oxygen, you know, when combined with hydrogen, makes water. But oxygen on its own, you know, has been used therapeutically forever and a day. And I'm going to let Ed tell you a little bit about not just the products, but I want to talk about the science first. As far as oxygen therapy, what got you started looking into this? And what have you found out that's really been just like a deal, a big breaker of news and science? What have you found out?
Well, if that's brought up so many subjects, I don't know where to start. I'll start with the how I found all this out. This is before the computer age, folks. There was no computers. So through the mail, I had found out people had these newsletters that talked about doctors that said you could actually cleave a virus from a host cell. So that's supposed to be impossible. The only thing we have is pills and injections and all that. but you could actually take a virus and bacteria out of the host cell. Well, that's the thing that's making us sick. So if you just take that out, then what do you do? So then I started researching, how are they doing this? How are they doing this? And I came across things like, for example, here's the use of ozone in medicine. It was published in 1987, classical method medical ozone textbook. And 225 ozone medical references and over 48 diseases were commonly treated with ozone. Well, my studies had showed me that it was oxygen they were using to separate the infectious agent from the host cell, from whatever's causing it in a human. So if you go to the Power Hour Mall and you look at everything in there, what they all have in common is they somehow increase the oxygen delivery inside the human body. Once you increase the oxygen delivery, then the oxygen kicks in. And so I was lecturing all over the world. Here's a quote from that ozone medical references. Abscesses, acne, AIDS, allergies, anal fissure, antiviral, cerebral sclerosis, circulatory disturbances, cirrhosis of the liver, menopause, constipation, cystitis, bed sores, dermatology, fistula, fungus, furunculosis, gangrene, gastroenterology, gerontology, hepatitis, herpes, high cholesterol, neurology, dental medicine, tumors, cancer, orthopedics, osteomyelitis, Parkinson's, rheumatism, radiology, proctology, gynecology, radon, scars, inflammation, vertebrae, stomatitis, joint dystrophy, surgery, phlebitis, open sores, urology, vascular surgery, and wound healing. Did I miss your disease? And so I went all over the world because all these people, I didn't have a pile of money or anything, but I had people that said, tell us more, tell us more. We'll pay for you to come, for example, come to Australia, come to New Zealand, do a lecture tour. I did that twice. Very interesting. Thousands of people in both countries came to all these lectures. I had people interview me from the lectures that were actually sent there to destroy me, and they went back saying, "Oh, I'm not gonna write this guy off. He knows what he's talking about." So then they got me to take publicity photos and all this stuff, and then the higher up editors, protecting the drug companies, of course, killed the story, even though their own guy they sent to destroy me turned around and said, "You know, you listen to this guy." So that that was all of the strength of my first book from 1988. And then I went on from there into the early 2000s to write Flood Your Body with Oxygen, which is my best-selling major book. It's 627 pages, something like that. So I went to Australia and New Zealand in 1992, and I've been fighting this stuff and teaching this stuff ever since. You mentioned Dr. Fauci. Well, I'm soon to put onto my online presence. If you go to MrOxygen.com, that's me, Mr. Oxygen, MrOxygen.com, that will show you all my links to everything I've done. The main thing I want you to focus on when you do this is go to BitChute, BitChute. My BitChute presence is my videos, and I'm about to load up the newest one, which is a lecture I gave in Miami, November of last year, and that is going to show you everything I've been through, including going to prison, being kept in solitary for 2 months, which is illegal, being given diesel therapy, all because I was trying to tell people the truth. And I was going up against all the drug companies and their billions of dollars, and they're paid for politicians. And I just kept going. I kept going. People around me, the circle of people around me, were being picked off one by one. Someone would find out how great this stuff is. They go out, and next thing you know, the SEC or FDA, somebody would come after them. If they're a doctor, they'd try to sue them for the licenses to prevent all this from coming out. Now we're used to it. Back then, it was a big puzzle. What is going on? I'm trying to help everybody, and they keep taking them away. They keep suppressing their information. They pull down their websites. They put them in court. They take away their licenses. Well, we couldn't figure this out back then. Now we all know all about cancel culture, all about suppression of truth, all about commercialization of medicine in an awful way that just keeps you as a customer. It's sick your entire life, so you have to keep shopping at the medicine store over and over and over. Now it's all common. It's coming out. It's all over the internet. Back then, there was no computers, and we go, what is going on? What is going on? So as these avenues of information came online, they were opposed at every step. I went to prison for 2 years, federal prison, because of teaching this stuff. And I'm here still today to tell you about all these wonderful things that oxygen therapies can do for you if you simply use them in their life. Here's a quote about my book. The book examines, this is Flood Your Body with Oxygen. Flood Your Body with Oxygen. This book examines oxygen therapies and controversies, including the origin, history, and use. It is rich with detailed interviews, medical research references. There's over 100 references in there for you. So is it real? Yeah, it's real. Testimonials, photos, schematics, resources, special guidance sections, including clinical, at-home, commercial, and international active oxygen uses. So everything on the Power Hour, everything on the internet, everything I teach is all about delivering oxygen, minerals, and energy. The energy from source, delivering all this through something physical here in the duality we could actually use, and people who use it have amazing results. I just read you a list of 225 references with over 48 diseases. I've told you about the book. Now, if you go to BitChute, BitChute, you will. That is my public area where I've downloaded three videos. I'm about to put the fourth one up. Not like today, but soon. And you can also go to MrOxygen.com, and you can sign up for my mailing list. So get on the mailing list, and anything new, anything noteworthy that comes up, you'll get that as part of your newsletter free subscription. By all way, everything I do is free. You know, every place everybody's trying to monetize. I'm not. I've been giving it away for free, and life, universe has taken care of me and kept me alive when all the others were being stopped and taken down. My heart just kept saying, I kept hearing over and over, keep going, keep going, keep going, keep going. And so that's why I'm here today. That's why I'm being interviewed again. How many times has Power Hour had me on over all these years, over and over and over? The reason is it works. What I teach is the oxygen, minerals, and energy. That includes cleaning your colon, eating right, thinking right, everything I can think of to help you get more and more of all that into you now. That's what I'm for. I have the Breath of God Ministry, which I am the elder of the Breath of God Ministry, a nonprofit, federally registered organization. That is available to you, and everything we do is free for everybody all the time. And life just enables me to keep going, keep going, keep going. So that's what I've done over and over and over. I kind of went out of rant there, but have I covered everything?
Well, pretty much, Ed. I'll tell you what. The Greek word for God breathed is theopneustos. Theopneustos. That's Theopneustos. Theopneustos for those of you out there. In fact, I have that printed on the front of my King James version of the Bible. Theopneustos, God breathed. And so there you have it. We're talking about oxygen here. You know what's really amazing, though, Ed? You go to prison for 2 years because of Big Pharma, because of the FDA and the FTC and everybody's protection of Big Pharma. Nobody is allowed to do anything holistic, which this makes no sense, yet all these rich people end up with cancer or they want to stay young. And you got to ask yourself, people like Tina Turner, who looks as good as she does at her age, and people who have had cancer go to Germany and get ozone therapy. Now, it blows my mind that this, I mean, they're using it to cure AIDS patients in Germany. Yet, we don't do that here. Are we doing it in America now, finally?
Well, if you look, you could find it. There are many states that allow it. Everyone else who was trying to stop it is pretty much until the Communist Party took over everything. Until that happened, we had freedom of choice. All the doctors could prescribe whatever they thought was going to help you based on solid scientific evidence. Well, that means you could get it anywhere here, but you got to ask around. I know years ago here in Florida, I would help people and tell people about it, and they would come and be shut down. There was one time I was doing a radio show, and I was jammed on the radio show over the air. All you could hear was all this big noise and everything. Now, I look up at the internet and people are doing ozone therapy. My products that I designed are being sold all over the world. And so things have changed. I've waded through. I've sat it out. I kept my head down as much as I could, even though they put me in solitary 2 years and 2 months in solitary. They brought all that up at the court trial. All the things I was saying that they tried to use against me, but the fact is it was just all true. So they, although they put it in the record, they couldn't really use it. It wasn't part of what was going on. So I'm somehow, by the grace of God, I have been allowed, I have been chosen and volunteered and allowed to teach everybody all this stuff.
Well, that's amazing. Now, while we still have some time left here, I want to go over OxyLift and OxySulfur because we have a BOGO going on this weekend next on OxyLift. Tell me about that 1 ounce. Tell me what it does, what it looks like, what it does, all that good stuff.
Okay, well, OxyLift was my creation when I found out that I lectured all over the world. At every place I lectured, people had to go to Scotland and England, Australia, Hawaii, whatever, they all said, well, what do we buy? What do we buy? Where can we get it? And I didn't have any products back then. So I said, well, I would pass out sheets at the lectures of here's where you go to get all this. Finally, I got sick of doing that. I said, I'll just come out with something. So I formulated OxyLift. Now, OxyLift is a combination of subtle energies. In other words, there are frequency-enhanced minerals in OxyLift. Now, the basis to life, I found out by asking every doctor I met what works the best. That's all I want to know. What works the best? Everybody said oxygen, minerals, and energy, and cleaning your body out, detoxification. You put all that together, and you've got everything I've been teaching from day one. So in the OxyLift, we have the it was called René Quintin. He was a Frenchman who found out that the minerals in our blood are the same as the mineral mix that's in the sea. And so if you get pure seawater from the purest places on Earth and you put that in the OxyLift, that's really, it by itself was just getting rid of everything. These doctors would test it, it would just be perfect. We also put into the OxyLift the ancient, what do they call it? The people that turned, they're always looking for gold.
You're talking about prospectors.
Yeah. Well, no, this is the healing modality from Persia, from the people that were into, it's just gone. But the basis of OxyLift is this ancient Persian remedy that was good for everything. So that's in there. So you have the subtle energy, you have the oxygen, you have the minerals. And then in the OxyLift, we also have two blends of minerals. And if you look, if you really get into minerals, you'll find that everything depends on minerals. Vitamins don't work unless you first have all your minerals. So that's where we found out about the need for sulfur, because in the 50s, they took the oxygen oxygen and sulfur transferring ingredients out of the fertilizers. I'm sorry, but I have so much in my mind.
Yes, you do. I can tell. It works. Your mind works at 90 miles an hour, Ed, and I get that. And
Okay. So,
we have the 1 pound size of Oxy Sulfur, which is 10% off this week, of course. And then we've got Oxy Lift, which is the 1 ounce. And that's on the BOGO this week. So you buy one, get one free this week and next at the Power Mall from Oxygen America Products. And I'm going to have Power Hour Jay on the phone here in just a little bit, right after we take our break at the bottom of the hour. But,
okay.
Ed, I'd like to thank you for sharing the science and sharing the background and everything else here. And we do that because of the fact that we're offering sales and we want to get people up to date on what's going on here on the Power Mall. So, Ed McCabe, thank you so much for your time here. Again, Mr. Oxygen, that's his website. He's on BitChute, too. If you need more information, you know where to go. Anyway, we'll be back with Power Hour J right after this break. Stay with us.
We've all heard about antibiotics, but what about probiotics? Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiotics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.
The Power Hour has been in existence since the turn of the 21st century. It is more critical than ever for you to sign up for our free newsletter and our breaking news. Simply text the word Power Hour to 22828 on your mobile phone, or sign up when you visit thepowerhour.com. Our website again is thepowerhour.com, or text Power Hour to 22828. Together, our legacy will live on for centuries.
Hi, this is Catherine at the Power Hour. The Power Mall began when Joyce Riley discovered an all-natural soap that heals skin issues and can replace your bathing, laundry, and household cleaning products. That soap is Miracle 2 and is made from natural minerals and coconut extract with no added fragrances or colors and is naturally concentrated and biodegradable. I guarantee after you discover how amazing Miracle 2 products are, you'll recommend them to everyone you know. To order, call 877-817-9829 or visit thepowermall.com today. You'll learn why so many people say, it's not just soap, it's a miracle.
I don't know where to start. There's so many products you guys offer. I think one of the first things I ever ordered from you guys was your clay. The clay is miraculous. I could not do without that. And the charcoal, You know, you can get yourself in a bathtub to kind of help take the toxins out. So just those two alone, but I could go on to the Optavita Silver Lozenges. Of course, then the Oregaresp and the P73, the oil of oregano, and your Vitamir toothpaste. Again, I could go on and on and on.
Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
The hour of 12 noon Central Time, and it's Tuesday, May 10, 2022. We're in the back segment of our second hour. And, of course, you know, we had Ed McCabe, Mr. Oxygen, on our first segment here. But, you know, the thing is, when it comes to testimonials, real-life scenarios say it all. And that's one of the reasons we have Power Hour Jay joining us here, because her husband had COVID and she used OxyLift to treat him. I'm going to let Jay, welcome to the show, first off.
Thank you, Dave. I'm so glad you let me come on air and give this testimony. It's so important for the people to know what I went through and what I went through with my husband. It's an alarming story.
Well, now I'm going to let you tell it, because people need to understand. They like stories and they like scenarios, so I'm going to let you go for it. Your husband got COVID, and what happened next? How did you find out, first off, he had it, and then what'd you do about it?
Well, what happened was, you know, we went through a lot of stress. 2021, I lost my brother. December 28th of 21, my husband lost his brother. But let's go back to his brother, which was his best friend. It was very harrowing for my husband. It's terrible. They live close to each other. They spent almost every weekend together. It just bonded brothers. But his brother got sick. And before he passed, he went to the hospital. They gave him a breathing treatment and sent him home. So he was home for a day or two, and he just couldn't breathe. He couldn't get any better. So he went back to the hospital. And at this point, we knew his oxygen level was very, very low. It's like in the 60s, very low. So I think they gave him another treatment. But at this time, I called Catherine, and I said, Catherine, please send me some of that OxyLift, because when he gets out of the hospital, I want to be there at his front door, and I want to start putting this OxyLift in whatever he's drinking to get his oxygen level up. As the story goes, he ended up going a couple of days later back to the hospital. This is his third time. That time, he never got to come home. He was in the hospital for 3 weeks, and he passed. But in the meantime, Catherine, you know, did send me the OxyLift, so I had it here at home. And then
I know this has got to be tough to talk about.
I'm trying.
So I know.
Then in February 1st, my husband's mother passed away. So I knew I was trying to keep my husband's immune system up, giving him everything that we do, but you get busy. We had a lot of things on our plate, and I probably didn't give him all the things that we normally always take because we were just busy. And I, you know, his immune system got down. He came home one Friday, and oh my God, he was sicker than a dog. He went to work and came home around noon. And just, oh, he was throwing up. He was sick. I just put him straight to bed. That's where he stayed for about 3 or 4 days. I knew I couldn't give him supplements because he's just going to throw them up. And I have an oximeter. Everyone, you should have an oximeter. It reads your oxygen level and your heart rate. And it's very important to have at home. And it's fairly inexpensive. I think I got it at the pharmacy a year or two ago for $25 or something like that. You have to have one. Track your oxygen levels. So anyway, the story goes, he just kept getting sick and sick. And then I'm to the point where I can now get some liquids in him. It's about 4 days into it, just totally body aches, headaches, everything hurt. I'm rubbing him down with magnesium oil. God, you have to have that on your list for his body aches. But yes, we had to get him tested. And I had a girlfriend that runs a business that got me a test because they were not available anywhere and I wasn't going to take him to a clinic. And so because of where he works, they did ask to find out if it's COVID. He works around a lot of people and he's out in the public a lot. So they did need to know. And it did come back. Yes, it was positive for COVID. So then, you know, I'm on the lookout for combining everything I have in my arsenal. I have an arsenal. But at this point, we're getting to the point where he can at least drink water or tea or juice. And I had taken his reading on the oxometer. And because I hadn't done this while he had been in bed, I just wanted him to rest, leave him alone. I really thought it was just a mild flu and he's just going to crawl out of bed after a couple of days. But when we saw he tested positive for COVID, and he's 63 years old, I was like, oh, Lord, help us. My husband kept saying, please, my brother just died in the hospital of COVID. Don't take me to the hospital. So I'm standing over at my counter, and I'm just praying and praying and praying. I check the oximeter. He's around 60. 64, 65. And I really wasn't sure where your level really is supposed to be anyway. I kind of thought it needs to be 90 or above, but I wasn't sure.
That's right. You were right.
So I did call the local clinic and ask them that question. I didn't tell them that what I was going through or my situation. I didn't want them to know. And they also told me that using the oximeter, make sure that you're hands are not cold. You can get a lower reading if, like, your fingers are cold. And at this point, my husband is cold. It's in the wintertime, and he's bundled up, but he's kind of got the chills. So I would make him sit on a hand, and then I would use the oximeter, you know, the hand to warm his, sit on his hand to warm it up. Then I put the oximeter. When I got that 64 reading, I actually called Catherine. I'm like, am I doing the right thing? And I'm freaking out, Dave, at this point. I know he could die for lack of oxygen or could, you know, cause brain damage. So I'm battling with my mind. I'm calling Catherine. Am I doing the right thing by not taking him to the hospital? And lo and behold, as we're talking, I'm looking at the counter. And there's that oxy lift. I totally forgot she sent me that for his brother Chuck. But my eyes went to it. And I said, oh, God, I got to get off here. And I went and got, he was drinking a bottled water, sipping on it. You know, he couldn't drink much at all.
Sure.
And so I got his bottled water, and I put about 6-7 drops in it. And I waited about 45 minutes to an hour, and I checked his oxygen level again. Dave, it was 92.
Back up. There you go.
It was 92.
Yeah.
And I just thank you, Father. Thank you, thank you, thank you. I just kept praying and just thanking the Heavenly Father, thanking OxyLift, thanking Mr. Ed McCabe. But I continued to do this. I mean, it wasn't like I did it one time and he's cured. We went through, I mean, he was down and out. When I finally was able to get him on his supplements, I started seeing he couldn't eat. He did say he had no taste. And I just started out with to this day, he says he never wants another fried egg and toast. So I was trying small, easy things to get in his system, but I knew he needed the protein. And so at that point, everything he drank, I just continuously put 6 or 7 drops of the OxyLift in it. I was not going to allow his oxygen level to go down again. Ever. I mean, at this point, I had to get him through this. And so I felt more optimistic about we're going to make it through this. We're going to make it through it. He was very weak. I literally did have to go buy some it's a boost protein drink because he couldn't eat. He didn't want to eat. He had no appetite. He lost 25 pounds in 2 weeks. And, he even got to the point where he could tell I was putting the OxyLift into what he was drinking because he was like, I think I was like overdosing him on oxygen because he was like, did you put some more OxyLift in that? And I'm like, yeah, please give me like 6 or 7 hours before you do that again. But me, the person I am, every time he got up and had something new to drink and he got up to go to the bathroom or something, I was putting more drops in it. I didn't care, you know, and I kept checking it and it stayed anywhere from 94 to 99 the rest of the time. And now to this day, whatever he drinks, or if we do the complete essentials, I add 6 to 7 drops of that OxyLift even into his complete essentials drinks, you know, and, you know, I give him, of course, lots of vitamin C and, well, anyone listening knows everything I take and my husband is a trooper. He never argues about what I give him. He just takes it. If I left him on his own, he wouldn't take it. I don't know if it's just a guy thing, but I do have to set him in front of him and I have to make his complete essentials drinks. And he kind of gives me the eye, but he doesn't, he's like, again, didn't I just drink one yesterday? And I'm like, yeah, you did. You sure did. And you're drinking another one today. Love you. So, I mean, that is my OxyLift testimony. I do truly believe if I could see Mr. Ed McCabe, I would hug him. I feel, you know, he saved his life.
Well, and the thing is, too, and a lot of people don't understand, you know, when your oxygen level gets that low, and I imagine Chuck was in the same way, his brother.
Yeah. Yes.
Your lips turn blue, and you start becoming cyanotic.
Yeah.
Because of the lack of oxygen. See, and this is the one thing about, I think his real saving grace was one, you had the wherewithal and the fortitude to keep him out of the hospital.
Yes.
That's our belief system where this is going, folks, because obviously Power Hour J's belief system did not account for her husband going to the hospital. It accounted for her getting Rev, and I'm talking about Revelation here, and her eyes going to that OxyLift bottle on the shelf, on the counter.
Yes.
And she saw it and she went, you know what? I'm going to try this. You know, obviously, Joyce, something it inspired you to move it in that direction. And all of a sudden you got instant results.
I truly believe that. I truly believe that. I had it here. I just because she had sent it for Chuck because I wanted to give it to Chuck and I wanted his wife to do the same as I did. Just put it in whatever he's drinking and watch that oxygen level go up. We just never had that opportunity. So I had it here. I just totally forgot about it. Totally. And then yes, I my eyes just went to it and I'm like, OxyLift. Oh my God. That's what we're dealing with. We're dealing with lack of oxygen with my husband. And, like I said, this you have to have an oximeter. Get an oximeter. You can't. It's not guesswork. You don't look at a person. Yeah, okay, their lips can be turning blue, but you don't want to get to that point. I know at the hospital with Chuck, his brother, they had to put him on oxygen and keep him on oxygen. And that I don't know what happened at the hospital. I'm sure he did test positive for COVID. So I'm sure there was all of the remdesivir. I can't say for sure. He did not go on to a ventilator. I told the family on that side, please, please don't allow them to put him on a ventilator. And they were with me. They agreed to that. They did the research themselves and said, no, this hospital will not put him on a ventilator. So, but they had him on full charge oxygen the whole time. He just could. It attacked his lungs. Actually, his lungs collapsed 3 different times. And that was at the end when they said that we're not going to be able to keep him up. This is call the family. So,
had he had the OxyLift, it might have been a different outcome.
Before he even went. I know.
That's
I know.
Right. You see, it's all about our belief system, Power Hour J, and we know this, and we thank you so much for sharing this story. This is probably the best testimonial that Ed McCabe could have, because I know he didn't bring any with him when we were talking to him off mic before we went on the air. And I said, well, you know, we have a testimony that probably is going to make up for the ones you don't have and the ones that people out there probably have experienced using OxyLift, and understand that this needs to be a part of your medicine cabinet, especially if you think for 1 minute you're having difficulty breathing. There are, you know, we have our frontline doctors out there now, like mygotodoc.com and Dr. Syed Haider. And this is the beauty about the fact that we are seeking the truth. The only way that people understand the truth is by people like Power Hour J coming online and sharing the story about Power our products that we carry on the Power Mall. And the thing is that Power Hour J is the one that's actually working that side of the business to help small businesses get these products to market because they work. Otherwise, we wouldn't be doing this. We wouldn't be having this conversation right now. And this is the kind of scenario that people need to understand. Wherever your belief system is, if you don't at least try this stuff out of the gate, you failed yourself. You know, God gives inspiration where inspiration is necessary and gives revelation and wisdom to where that is necessary. And so, you know, because we have free will, all you got to do is do what Power Hour J did and just say a little prayer. And all of a sudden it just comes to light. Answer pops in your head, much the same way as my interview with Dr. Richard Bartlett during our Dallas convention. I'm going to get to see him again this weekend in Myrtle Beach, Power Hour J. And he is the one that was coming out of a little nap in the on-call room. And all of a sudden, it just popped into his head about budesonide and the fact that he was going to open up people's lungs with it. And this is what you need to use. And so all the people that, you know, subsequently came in to see him into the ER, he gave them breathing treatments with budesonide, and it opened up their lungs right away and got their oxygen level up to where it was palatable and they could be treated. Well, that visit to the hospital, that ER, cost a whole hell of a lot more than it does to have OxyLift in your medicine cabinet. So, Power Hour J, we really appreciate your coming on and giving us this highly charged testimonial about the benefits of OxyLift. So we appreciate you.
Dave, and I appreciate you, and I thank you so much for allowing me to come on and give my testimony. It's been in my heart, but as you can tell, it's still hard to talk about because it's still so fresh. But I am so thankful for Ed McCabe and for the OxyLift and for the voice to allow others to, I mean, you at least have to have a bottle at home. It goes a long way. I think I'm only on my second bottle, and I put, you don't have to, now that the oxygen level, and I keep checking my oxygen level, you have to get an oximeter. I can't stress that anymore, but I still now, this is a part of my drink system when I drink something, and I don't put it in every drink now, because our oxygen levels are staying up there, but I still, at least one drink per day, I will add the OxyLift to something that we're drinking. Like I said, it's generally the complete essentials that, just a whole health system combined. And again, Dave, thank you for allowing me to tell our listeners my story. I appreciate you. God bless.
God bless you too. Power Hour J. There you go, folks. I mean, this is the thing about your belief system. It has everything to do with the belief system, folks, and what you do or don't do in times of crisis. And so, you know, this is one of the reasons why we bring people on like Power Hour J to talk about stuff like this. I know that she has been through hell in the last few months because of the loss of family members who we have prayed for over time. But you understand, it doesn't matter whether it's Power Hour J or anyone else that you know, their belief system is where their belief system is. Today would have been my sister's 65th birthday. Had she been alive to celebrate it, she, of course, died of lung cancer at age 51, and she was born today, May 10th. And, of course, she passed away because she smoked two packs a day, and, you know, it eventually got her. So, you know, OxyLift or no OxyLift, way back when she passed in 2011, you know, you have to look at the belief system again. And so when you don't take care of yourself and you don't live a healthy lifestyle, this is what you get. And so, you know, that's one of those sad things that we talk about on this radio show that adds personal emphasis and flavor to the conversation. And that's what's really important here, is to understand that, you know, you have free will. God gave you free will. You don't have to put science first in your life, nor do you have to put government first in your life. And you see Ed McCabe put his own thoughts, processes into motion and went to federal prison as a result of it, because this is what our federal government does when they don't like what you say. They've attacked a lot of different scientists, like Judy Mikovits was telling me on a program that I had her on. She was talking to me all about different doctors that all of a sudden would be persecuted, told that their licenses were going to be revoked, ended up dead, shotgun blast. I mean, various things that doctors, you know, just stuff happens to them. You know, and Vince Foster didn't commit suicide either.
Hillary, Monica in the closet.
All right, so, you know, it didn't happen like that. So we ask ourselves a lot of questions, and, oh, yeah, Dave, you're a nutbag and you're a conspiracy theorist. Well, you know what? There is an answer to every story out there. We just haven't gotten to the truth yet, which is one of the reasons why I love it with the Truth Seekers. Call up 844-769-2944. Can you feed green peas to your dog or cat? Can you? Do you know that? Do you know they contain antioxidants like lutein, that's what it's called, and zeaxanthin, as well as vitamins and fiber that can benefit your pet when prepared properly? They contain phthalates, phytates. These are legumes. They're naturally occurring molecules that can interfere with the absorption of crucial materials from other foods if fed in excess, greater than 20% of caloric intake. And so you can minimize the phytates in green peas via boiling. Cooked peas can be given in small amounts to your pet as training treats or toppers. Believe it or not. That's amazing. Boiled green peas. That's like mushy peas. I'm not a big fan of mushy peas, folks. Have you ever eaten a British diet? Yeah, it's like mushy peas. Feed it to your dog. The World Health Organization has finally admitted something. Sweden's death rate, which was among the lowest in Europe despite no draconian lockdowns. Wouldn't it have been fun to be in a place like Sweden when everybody had COVID and there wasn't any lockdown? And so they released the estimates of excess deaths, people who died directly and indirectly from COVID. The numbers don't bode well for the lockdowners. Believe it or not, the science is wrong. The country had an average excess death rate of 56 per 100,000 to compare to 109 in the UK, 111 in Spain, 116 in Germany, and 133 in Italy. And so when you have all of these institutions out there like the World Health Organization, by the way, this is coming up in June where our Congress is going to be looking at that treaty that gives WHO complete control of the pandemic. Folks, you've got to get on the phone and call your congressperson or your senator, rather, because they're the ones that ratified the treaty that, you know, gives us authority at the United Nations to become part of this pandemic authoritarianism that gives the World Health Organization complete control over us as a society. We have to say no to that. We cannot allow Ghebreyesus and all those other minions and cronies at the World Health Organization to practice medical tyranny on us. That cannot happen. So if you want to do something for yourself and the rest of America, we need to start making a phone stink to your senator and tell them under no circumstances are we going to tolerate the World Health Organization telling us as a free country what we're going to do or not do, or we're going to be locked down again, or our business has to close because we said so. Or our church has to close. You know how many churches, we talked about that yesterday, that one preacher in Tampa, he managed to have a church service, and look what happened. Everybody jumped on the bandwagon and accused him of spreading COVID. And, of course, the police came and arrested him and put him in jail. You see, we all went through persecution like Ed McCabe with OxyLift. He spent 2 years in a federal prison because of speaking out for something he believed in. The question is will you do the same thing or will you fight? Because this is how wars get started, folks. We're in a proxy war already in Ukraine. It's just a matter of time before this NATO thing gets out of control, the EU gets out of control, and we're in a world war. And I'm not here fear-mongering today. I'm just kind of looking at how history repeats itself, and those who are ignorant of it are condemned to repeat it, which is why I'm working on the book Doomed to Repeat. Yes, I'm almost done with it. And I'm going to normally people market books this size for lots and lots of money. I'm going to actually put this out on Kindle cheap so that everybody can read it. It's going to have a whole bunch of appendices on there for various places and solutions that you can go to get results. And I'm going to put it on Kindle. I'm going to actually sell it only over the Power Mall. I'm not going to make it available anywhere else, because that helps keep us on the air. Every time that you buy that program, the Power Mall is going to get all the proceeds. That keeps us on the air, understandably so. I'm doing this as a gesture to humanity, not for my own self-enrichment. There are people out there that have made a lot of sacrifices over time, did not get rich off anything. Writing books does not get you rich, trust me. I've written 8 of them so far, and manuals and whatnot. The only thing I made any kind of sustenance from is doing seminars for foreclosure defense across the country. And as a result, we have the Clouded Titles book, the Quiet Title War Manual, the FDCPA book, which actually has samples of pleadings on it, and the Credit Restoration Primer, all at the Power Mall. Dave Krieger with you. It's been wonderful 2 hours on the Power Hour. We will join you again tomorrow for another hump day session of the Power Hour. In the meantime, stay safe. God bless you, and God bless the United States of America.
Heard about antibiotics, but what about probiotics? Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiotics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.
As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, Numana Food Storage, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.